I'm Eitan Shannon with Awesomo. We have three plays on this Tuesday night for your Yahoo NBA slate, but we want you to take advantage of what we're doing with Yahoo. So click those links below. When you sign up to Yahoo, we're going to give you one free month of Awesomo Plus Platinum, and we'll also give you $10 just to mess around with. All right, let's look at the slate. We'll bounce around here, start at the top, give you a nice mid-range option, and then a punt, which I don't know how often this guy is going to be closer to the bottom. We'll start with Nikola Jokic. It's a Jokic kind of night. Clippers getting a couple of bodies back, but not enough and not the important bodies back. While Ivica Zubats is physically there, he's not presenting anything more than a small little speed bump for Jokic. And look, we're seeing rebounds consistently boosting. So even if he has a lower scoring night, there is a ton of other options for him to impact the stat sheet. Comes off a huge night two games ago against the Kings and follows it up with what's basically over the last 5 to 8 games, a low night. Floor seems to be in the low 50s here. So we're back to looking at a lesser standard deviation moving away from Jokic, where we saw some volatility, lower amount of minutes. You don't need 38, 39 minutes in this game for Jokic to dominate in the 50s. He could do it clearly against the Clippers in probably 28 to 30 minutes. So don't worry about blowout factor. Don't worry about Jokic not playing more than 30 minutes against the Clip. It's basically just a matter of if he's going to score 30 points and add some rebounds or have a lighter night scoring and mix it up, even possibly a triple-double, as we saw a couple of nights ago. So Jokic to start, $56, and a lot of it has to do with the matchup and Jokic himself, but you're not gaining that much by the cost-cutting moves here, even with Karl-Anthony Towns back on the slate, an appealing play. Granted, you are saving some money, but for the immediate return of what we're getting on Jokic at the center position on the slate, it just makes the most sense to spend up here and save money elsewhere. So let's look at that mid-cost option. And he's still technically on the top end of the mid-cost range. Devin Booker's clearly not shooting the ball as well as a lot of Suns fans or Booker guys who are rostering him want, but we're still seeing volumes of shots. And most importantly here, he's making up for any struggling night from three or really just shooting the ball at the line. And that's a consistent factor that we want to bank on. The cost has pretty much stayed the same. Even after a big night, it hasn't really moved up. We've seen him kind of in that low 30s for a while now. And all we really need for him to exceed the cost is for him to find the shot. And that's not something that I think is necessarily distant or super far away, especially because points are going to be there with the free throw line. Knocked down all 13 of his free throw attempts in his last game against the Heat, but that did a big, huge job mitigating the damage of going 5 from 15 from the floor. That's been the big story here for Devin Booker, is he's just struggling to shoot. Therefore, we're seeing his cost drop, especially on Yahoo at 31, 33, 34, that range. But we're still getting good minutes. We're still getting a good amount of shots from Booker. And I think taking advantage of just this kind of rough spot for a guy who we know has the ability to break out, it's just a matter of when. And granted, the season is moving on and we're still talking about Booker just struggling to get that shot consistent, but we know that the skill and the talent is there. Let's take advantage of that, ride the wave. And again, at Toronto here should be an opportunity for Booker to continue to get shots, continue to get minutes in the mid-30s. And of course, if he's deadly from the free throw line, that's all that matters. Our low-cost play here is a guy that we just don't know how long he's going to be, $16 on Yahoo. We saw 20 minutes from Klay Thompson in his season debut. He still is expected to play that short amount of minutes, and you're seeing the burst, if you will, right? That's how it's being described, 5 minutes or so at a time. He got 18 shots up. Now, he may not get 18 shots up against the Grizzlies, but we do know that the Warriors are trying to reacclimate him into this offense as fast as humanly possible, and Klay shoots. That's what he does. So to get him back both on the floor and playing, as well as acclimated, not to say that he needs a bunch of time to play next to Steph, but I'm saying as things have changed drastically with this team, with Klay's absence, now we're seeing the Warriors last game, and we anticipate this game as well, do a little extra to get Klay involved when he's on the floor. And even if it's only 4 or 5 minutes at a time, we saw 18 shots in 20 minutes. You want to reduce that to 14, 15 shots in 20 minutes. That's still a ridiculous return for $16. And you can look around and see who else, JaVale McGee, Naz Reid, Isaiah Stewart, Brandon Clark in that range. These are the guys that are in the Thompson range right now, as far as just overall center position or beyond. And you're even looking at a couple of guys, even at the two spot, KCP, for example, at 16 at the three. So Klay Thompson down there with guaranteed volume of shot coming his way, just a matter of minutes. But here's the thing. We don't necessarily have to play the guessing game. We know that Klay Thompson's going to be limited to 20 minutes. So you're basically getting 14, 15 shots, 20 minutes at $16 for Klay Thompson. Sign me up. One more time. Jokic at 56, Booker at 33, Klay at 16. That's our three play right now for Yahoo for Tuesday night. Make sure you click that link below. And when you sign up to Yahoo, we'll give you 1 free month of Awesome-O Plus Platinum. I'm Eitan Shander. Enjoy your Tuesday.